Welcome to Color Factory. We're so glad you're here.
The Color Factory is actually a museum of sorts. There's one in San Francisco and one here in New York's Lower Manhattan, where an opening video lays out the ground rules. Touch the art. You will also eat it and photograph it. Please post pictures to Instagram. And get ready for a no-holds-barred deep dive, including a literal one, into the world of color. The year-old Color Museum features local artists who focus on bringing color to urban spaces. Everything from the hue of the ice cream here to the tint of the walls is carefully curated. And the experience then continues out onto the streets of New York, because at the end, visitors are given maps with locations of urban oases of color, where they'll find treasures hidden away. The creators call it a pop-up because the exhibits constantly change and evolve.
What we did is we walked through every single street in Manhattan, from the very top to the southern tip, and we collected color and took photos, just sampling what is color in New York City, a city that's normally defined by black and white and grays.
That's artist Erin Jang, a designer at the Color Factory, wearing a gorgeous saffron-colored scarf she might not have worn before trolling New York City looking for color.
That actually has caused me to look at the city in a completely different way after living here for 12 years, and also just thinking about it in a new way, how it can be expressed through different artists' stories.
We're looking at, there's like a mustardy yellow stripe, there's a bright blue stripe, a navy blue stripe, and what would you call that pink stripe there?
So this pink stripe is actually taken from a gift shop on Canal Street. Below is the mint green of a bike lane in New York City, a street cart pretzel, brown, and sort of a brick color of brownstones up in Harlem.
Yeah, that's great, it's great. Ingrid, first of all, you must feel like you've died and gone to heaven.
I do. I love it here.
Ingrid is Ingrid Fettel Lee, author of the recent book Joyful, which looks at the history and sociology of color, how it can impact everything from mood to the economy. She says we've Goethe to blame for our sense that color is somehow not classy.
It's true. So Goethe, in his theory of colors, he said that savage nations, uneducated people, and children typically prefer bright colors, whereas people of refinement avoid bright colors in their dress and the objects around them. And I think that that is a deep cultural bias, which in a way feels like it's something we're not supposed to enjoy. It's something we're supposed to grow out of.
Well, let's start the exhibit with what looks like it's going to be sort of a psychedelic passageway here. Let's go. Okay, we've entered sort of a psychedelic, bright yellow room with childlike flowers painted on the wall. Flower people, I guess. It's an artist from the Land Gallery. But I have to direct our attention over here to what appears to be, it's like a Willy Wonka kind of rotating train of macaroons.
Well, I think we were wanting to engage every sense that the visitor would have coming in and thinking about what would color taste like to you.
So we're supposed to eat them?
Yes, of course, you can choose any one you'd like.
Gosh. Pink and lavender and a blue.
I'm going to go with yellow.
Okay, yellow it is. And what is this tunnel that we're in? Where, like, we see what look like buttons on the wall in different colors?
Yeah, so here you see 26 different colors, and we ask visitors to come in and consider which color you intuitively just gravitate towards. Halfway through the exhibit, you'll find that that button corresponds to one of 26 letters. And we asked writer Cassia St. Clair, who wrote the book Secret Lives of Colors, to then delve into the unusual histories behind each shade that you would have just maybe mindlessly chosen. But there's actually a deeper history and unusual story behind each shade.
We walk through a room by artist Lakwena McIver and her sister, musician Abby Morrow. There are murals with inspiring messages on the walls and xylophone-like instruments we play over a background tone.
And they thought about this perfect cadence, the first and fifth in a scale, and how there's this longing and resolution when you play those notes. So here you find various chimes of all different colors. Each one has a different note. And this idea of everyone being separate, but you can come together and there's this harmony.
The room is so vibrant and colorful and has huge words written across them. Sing, me, lo. But what does sound have to do with color?
So the British designer David Hicks says, colors don't clash, they vibrate.
Well, and here we have the vibrations actually in the chimes. Let's hear.
So color made audible through its energy. And Ingrid Fettel Lee says color's also energy made visible.
Our color vision evolved in part to help our primate ancestors find ripe fruits and young leaves in the treetop canopy. So in some sense, the joy that we find in seeing bright color is connected in a very sort of primal way to finding sources of energy.
You cite a woman who in the 1990s went to a school in East Harlem. Talk about what she did.
Ruth Lan Schumann went to neglected city school districts, and she found when she walked in that they felt like prisons. And so she decided to start transforming them with bright colors. And what she found was that graffiti started to disappear, that attendance started to improve, and that kids actually say that they feel safer.
Well, and then there's a whole city in Albania. The mayor began painting buildings these outrageous colors. And what happened?
So this was the year 2000. Mayor Edi Rama was elected the mayor of Tirana, and he had almost no funding. So he decided to start painting the buildings with bright colors. And what he found was that people stopped littering. And then the shopkeepers started removing the metal grates from their windows. And then people actually started to pay their municipal taxes.
This is insane.
5 years after he began painting these buildings, the number of businesses in Tirana had tripled, and the amount of tax revenue had increased by a factor of six.
In the next room, the floor is covered with a flowchart of words. How you travel through this room depends on how you answer the questions at your feet.
You start with the first question. We worked with writer Molly Young, and she came up with these different questions to sort of guide you to figure out a secret color.
Sunrise, sunset, which you like best? Oh, God, I can't choose. How do you feel in small spaces? Do you enjoy karaoke? What's your favorite Prince song that features a color in the title? You can choose Purple Rain or Pink Cashmere or a Little Red Corvette, which takes you off on a whole other direction. I'm going to go with sunset. All right, I'm at my color.
So now come in here. And you won't find instructions in your secret color.
Okay. Oh my gosh, I'm alone in a room. You are likely to be optimistic, curious, and well-liked by dogs. That's true. Your secret color is quesadilla situation.
That's kind of a yellow color. Huh. Okay, onto a large dance floor complete with disco lights. 5-year-old Ophelia is dancing with abandon.
I like playing games. I played only touching red and black.
And remember our buttons at the beginning when we come to a room where we learn more about the color we picked.
I have the light pink. It's often called drunk tank pink, believed in late 70s and early 80s to be an antidote to violence and aggression, named after two officers at a naval correctional center in Seattle. Huh.
On through yet another large room featuring massive paintings by artist Andrew Kuo. And on the floor, round, flat, spinning tables.
Well, I have to do this. Okay. Karen, I think we have to get on together.
Okay, spin us.
Okay. We are spinning around. We are spinning around. We are spinning around. Okay.
Dizzy?
Yes. Oh, man.
Research shows certainly that being in these hard gray environments, it's not what we were wired for, and it's not what our senses are well attuned to perceiving, whether from a visual perspective, the light, the quality of light, the sound, the way that sound reverberates in these environments. So I think we really need to do things to actually bring color and vibrancy back to our built environment.
And that brings us to the ball pit, what looks like a giant, beautiful pool, but it's filled with soft, powder blue balls that match the walls. Adults are doing silly things in here, and tethered to producer Karen Miller-Medson with our microphone cord, I dive in.
We've lost Robin. Oh, she emerges. Robin is now emerging from the pit.
That was so much fun. Excuse me. Can you describe what it feels like to be in here?
It is fascinating because I don't remember ball pits when I was a kid. Like, I know that they came out, but I don't remember, like, jumping, and I just got completely enveloped in it. It was fascinating.
What Beautiful. About the color?
Yeah. It feels like water or ice or something like that.
So, Erin, you were reminding us everything in here is for a reason that has to do with art and has to do with the city. And so here we are in the ball pit, this beautiful blue color that's like the sky or water. And then on the wall, we see very simple images, a white circle that says Blue Moon, another white circle with a little thin blue line inside it that says Blue Plate. There's a blue note.
So all of these illustrations are done by one of our favorite artists, Tamara Shopson. And so we asked her to consider the shape of a circle and the color blue and all the things that it can be.
And as we leave the Color Factory, all visitors get directions for a colorful treasure hunt across the city.
For example, you can go to Canal Street, and there are instructions here to find an ATM that just looks like any old ATM. And if you type in the numbers on the clock that you see on your left in an office, the ATM will dispense a piece of artwork. This is a real labor of love.
That's Color Factory designer Erin Jang. Also touring the factory with us was joyful author Ingrid Fettel Lee, The Color Factory in New York.